That people power is being expressed as pedal power. It is National Bike to Work Day, celebrated annually coast to coast on the third Friday in May, which happens to be National Bike Month. The New York adaptation is Green Your Commute Day. It is being championed by New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martens.
It's to celebrate alternatives to the use of fossil fuels, or at least reducing your fossil fuels. It's to encourage people to take buses, to commute, to cut down on their footprint on the environment. Bikes are probably the number one way to commute because they have zero emissions. They're the most efficient form of transportation on the planet. They're more efficient than trains, planes, than walking, and it's just a terrific way to go.
Martens was up early this morning brushing aside for one day the worries and woes about hydrofracking and other DEC issues. Martens biked down to Albany's Corning Preserve boat launch to greet parks and DEC employees who kayak to work. Then he rode his vintage Mirage racing bike over to the 625 Broadway State Office Building parking garage, where he greeted fellow cyclers, state workers who commute by bicycle to a downtown that has struggled with well-publicized and politicized parking shortages for its massive downtown workforce.
It's not just about biking. It's about alternatives to taking the car, being a single passenger vehicle that's going back and forth. You know, we want people to commute together. We want people thinking about doing something that's more environmentally friendly every day. And it doesn't have to happen every day. Start small. Find somebody to commute with. Ride your bike or walk or take the bus one day a week and then see if you can't up it, because it's actually, these things are pleasant alternatives. I ride the bus home from work frequently, particularly in the summertime. It's a way to meet people. It's a way to see different slices of life in the community. It's just a great way to go.
Bike commuting has another champion in state worker Francis Sheehan, who regularly rides in on his custom trike. Sheehan praises Albany as a bike-friendly city.
I think there's been a greater awareness in recent years about the need to accommodate bikes on the Albany streets. And I know the Capital District Planning Association and the bus routes are really trying to do that. They now allow bikes to have racks on buses, and so they're really trying to make Albany more and more of a bike-friendly community.
Commissioner Martens, who declined to comment on New York's ongoing wait for a hydrofracking decision, agrees the entire Capital Region is a great place to bike, a way to save money, get fit, and be environmentally friendly.
Biking is my number one pastime. In my days out of DEC, or at least hours out of DEC, it's what I like to do best. Fran Sheehan is one of my many bike partners, and we bike all over Albany County, Southern Greene County, and the Capital District is a terrific place to bike.
At this hour, Martens is seeing off departing cyclists participating in a ride from Tricentennial Park on Broadway and Columbia Street. Interested in biking? Martens says, start simple.
The bike that I'm riding today, I bought in high school, 1975, and I've kept it running all these years. It's one of a couple of bikes that I have, but it's my commute bike, and they don't require a lot of maintenance. You can literally pick up a good bike for $30 on a curbside, because some people just recycle them. They upgrade and they put their bikes out for sale. So it's not an expensive pursuit. You can do it very inexpensively, and as I said, they're cheap to maintain.
Expect to see other local luminaries out cycling today, along with your friends and neighbors. Several New York State Assembly members, as well as Albany Common Council members, will be riding bikes around Albany to celebrate Alternative Commuting Day. There's a photo of Commissioner Martens and his bike, along with a link to National Bike Day at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.